Today, I have a few things I want to talk about. Then we're going to talk about serving. You go, oh gosh, here we go again. But it's something that obviously is good that God wants us to do, so we're going to talk about it. A couple of things, you know, Pam and April, they were talking about, and Kimmy, about things that are going on that's so wrong. This is how our world is. I read on the internet back in Poland that somebody, let me back up, abortion is illegal in Poland, and somebody had a botched up abortion, and the baby was born alive. He was 23 weeks old. They took it to a hospital in Poland, and that baby, nobody touched it, nobody prayed for it, nobody put a blanket on him, no one sang to him, cared for him, told him they loved him or anything. They said he cried a little over an hour in agony and pain and alone. This is how our world is today. I mean, this just broke my heart. I felt so bad and guilty for it. You know, I had nothing to do with it, but I did have that operation one time, and I know how terrible it is. But it's so sad that we as Christians cannot reach people that have problems and say, hey, I've got an answer for you. My God can take care of your situation. You don't have to have botched up abortions and the baby just writhing in pain and screaming, and none of the staff did anything. But yet they told them we did everything we were supposed to. They just left it in the room screaming. They could hear the baby screaming. That's how sad everything is. I read also, I get this news break that comes on my phone. A lady, I believe, was in Houston. Her boyfriend walked in. Her four-month-old baby was on the couch. She had a blanket and a pillow over it, sitting on it, going, I wish you would die. I wish you would die. What is wrong with us? You know, and I say us because we, the warriors of God, we've got to get out there and tell people there are answers, my friend. It's Jesus. But we don't lots of times because we don't want to get out of our comfort box. There was also an Aubrey, a four-year-old boy that was left in a car that was hot. I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine. They're even trying to come up with some way, a sensor, to remind you that your baby's in the car.
Amen.
I mean, you know, it's pitiful. Also in Dallas, a mother was playing chicken in her navigator with her kids. She was going, just backing up, and the kids would run in front of the car to see how close which one got in front of the car. So when she took off, the two older ones went to the side. The three-year-old couldn't. She killed it. What is wrong with our world today? I ask you, what can we do to make it better? What can you do to make things better? One of the things we can do is serve. We do not go, we cannot work our way to heaven. Jesus did all that for us.
Amen.
But yet God wants us to work. He wants us to serve. So the first scripture I'm going to talk about is Hebrews 6:10. And I have these marked because I'm not good in the Bible, whatever it is. Was it Bible war, whatever you used to play? I don't know what I'm talking about. So Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. The next one is Proverbs. I love Bible. Proverbs 11:25. I need to read it more though. The generous soul will be made rich. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. I mean, and when he's talking about the generous soul, he's not talking about giving people money, although that is a wonderful thing. I will give you my bank account if you want to give. That's wonderful. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about giving of yourself, giving your time, giving all that you can do to help someone. The next one is in Matthew 23:11. Come on, Matthew. Don't hide from me. You know I want to read you. There you are. Matthew 23:11. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Let me read it again because this is what Jesus said. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. We are to serve one another. Luke 6, 38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will put you into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. It's not like he's making you do stuff and then not get anything in return. It's such a blessing to do stuff for people. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God has given each of us a gift. And you say, well, I don't really know what my gift is. You need to pray and ask God. We have able people in here that are servers. Lots of times they're stuck doing everything. And just because we are disabled or handicapped, I have mental issues. Just because you might have something wrong with you does not mean God does not expect you to work. Let me say that again. Just because you are handicapped or disabled, maybe you can't see, maybe you can't hear, maybe you can't speak fluently, maybe you can't speak at all, God expects you to work. Well, my goodness, what am I supposed to do? Can you call someone on the phone? Can you pray for someone? This is what I would love to see. I would love to see that when people come in the church, we tried this before, you know, everyone says hello and all that. I would love to see one person that really probably pretty much doesn't know how to pray for somebody else. I would love to see them get out of their shell and go around and go, before we go into the auditorium, is there something I need to pray for you about? So we don't bring things in here when we are here to worship. Amen. We have our praise and we have our prayer requests, but we can't let it dampen the Holy Spirit. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want to get rid of stuff that happened last week or someone that hurt your feelings or someone pulled out in front of you or you got mad at your husband or your wife. We want it back there. Not just back there, but give it to God. So I would like someone to volunteer before next Sunday to help greet, but also pull aside, does anybody here need a prayer before we go to the auditorium? I think that would be wonderful, Miss Pam.
I can do that.
You can do that? Now, and I appreciate that, but you're going to have to make a commitment. It can't just be when you're not here. You know what I mean? We have to make commitments. That's the whole thing. We get so excited about something. And, oh, good. I'm going to get to do this. And then 2 weeks later, we're going, eh. But do you feel uncomfortable about praying to someone?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, God told me you did. So that will help you get out of that. God expects us to work.
And well, depends on the situation. Should I leave it in God's hands? You know, sometimes, you know, and it's okay to have an unspoken request too.
Yeah, we don't have to put our laundry out there by any means. But we should feel free to call up and go, hey, Kim, I have a prayer need. I don't want to go into it. You know, my feelings are hurt. I just need you to pray. You know, what? Yes, Kim.
I already have my phone number out if you need it. I'll give it to you. That's kind of one of the things I do is if there's a prayer need or something, you can call me. I'll start praying, and if it needs to go on the thing, I'll call pastor to pick it up.
Okay, that's good. So does everybody know that if you have a prayer need, call Kimmy. When we're at church, Pam's going to come around and ask, or just know that when Pam's here, do you have a prayer request before we come in here? You know, me and my husband, we've got the big fight. Okay, we come in here. I'm still mad at him, but he's sitting by me. Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's just praise God. Oh, you are so dumb. I can't believe you said that to me. I mean, Dad and I used to do this all the time. And then we get to church and have a smiling face. You know, that's not where we do it. It's good that you got over it, but leave it out there. Don't bring that yuckiness in here. This is to praise God. This is holy ground.
So in here, you're supposed to pretend everything's right.
No.
No.
You pray out there.
In other words, leave your sins at the door.
Well, I hope we don't have sins.
We can do that, too.
It's just, we're going to have sin in our lives. I take it you don't like this, but...
No, you don't have to.
Huh?
I don't have to.
No, you don't have to do that. I just like... it when people come and pray before we come in here. Because it does bring a down spirit. If we just had prayer requests and not praises, it would be down, right? You got to have something to be motivated about.
Yeah.
April.
I'm going to give you a really quick example as to what Chris is talking about. I was joining another church. I was raised Baptist, but, you know, I went to the SBA. But before I went to the SBA movement, I was at a church, and we were in the middle of singing a praise and worship song. And the name of the song, believe it or not, was called Shout to the Lord. And this lady, she attended the church, and she said that this church was nothing but trash. And I don't see how you have a blind person that's on your choir. She can't even see the words and everything. And I said, oh, my goodness. And she left.
Oh, wow.
I said, I didn't see that. What Chris is saying, if you have anything to say, you know, just leave your, just you know, whatever you don't have anything, nothing good to say, or just whatever, just leave it at the front door. Leave it at the door.
Yeah, when you're in Sunday school or singing or the pastor teaching and there's something that's bothering you, absolutely go to the pastor and get prayed for. I'm just saying lots of times we bring negativity in. Not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying that we need to have other people praying for us. Sometimes we just can't get over a situation, we need prayer. I want that known that there is someone out here that will pray with you. So you can come in here with an open heart to receive. So that, and we're going to, I guess, be going over some things. If you're here and you don't serve in some kind of capacity with that, I just want to ask you, think of things this week that you can do to help, whatever it is, you know, whatever you think it is. God has given us a plan and a purpose, and each of you should know what your purpose is. Amen. We should be going towards that, towards what Jesus wants, being more Jesus-like. So let's try to just love one another, accept one another. There's going to be things that you don't like about each other, or the way someone's dressed, or the way they act, or whatever.
Yep.
But we got to learn, we just got to let people make mistakes too. We're not perfect, none of us are. So let's just love one another and try to get along. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we know that it's so important to serve because it is in the Bible. Thank you so much and so many times that we need to serve and get out of our comfort zone and do things. Father, please bless each and every person here. Lord, please touch them in a special way today, and we just give you thanks for what you're going to do during the sermon, and we just appreciate Pastor Larry. We just speak blessings on him, and just help him be surrounded by all the angels, lifting him up and giving him the strength and motivation to get through each and every word. We love you, and we just want to be a better servant to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.